Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my niggas? PSA motherfucking podcast. Salutations to all. Got a special guest on coming on tonight, my niggas. We're gonna talk to this man about a few things. Seen a lot of talking going on in battle rap. Averb, I see you out there, my niggas. Start trouble out there, man. But I love this shit, man. Let me get the bro right in here. Detroit, stand the fuck up. Mr. Shoebox Money himself. You already know what it is. Landslide, nigga. Cal, what's good, my nigga?
What's poppin'?
How you, brother?
I'm all right, man. Niggas want to box again. Niggas talking crazy.
But hold on. The person that's talking crazy is a worthy individual in your eyes, all right?
Definitely. But all them niggas the same though at the same time.
What you mean?
Like Verb is worthy of talent. You know, I think he got talent and all, but Verb scared of me, man.
Cal, come on. That's what we doing tonight, Cal? I don't think you scared of Verb. Listen, if Verb told me Dre, Cal scared of me, I gotta tell him pump the brakes. And vice versa to you too, Cal scared though.
I heard he had a good showing against B-Dot. I think that's what's doing it. I never saw B-Dot rap ever, and I haven't watched that. I haven't watched Verb and B-Dot yet. But since Verb has came to the capsule and awoken the beast, I'll go check his B-Dot and then we'll go from there.
Hold on. So, hold on. You're controlling what's going on, Cal? It sounds like you're the one dictating what's going on if y'all decide to battle or not. Am I right on that?
I mean, no, it ain't like that. I never.
Cal, you break it up a little bit, though, fam. You break it up a little bit. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you good now. You good.
I said, you know, I've never been that nigga to run from any type of war. You know what I'm saying? I've never been that nigga. So it ain't like I'm dictating it to her if Verb get this battle. I'm not even playing it like that. I ain't even that type of nigga. I ain't playing it like that at all. I fuck him up. But it's just the fact that Verb, why me? Why he just pop up going on me? Like, why? What? What, you got a verse done or something? What the fuck? I don't know.
What?
Like, because I don't give a fuck. I don't care if you got three battles done in about in a month. The way he's calling me out, the way he's talking to me on Twitter, and the way he's approaching this situation is making me not care. I could. That's the type of shit that'll make me write three rounds tonight and be ready to memorize. Memorize. That's the type of nigga I am.
When you say talk to you, what do you mean? He's coming the disrespect, really? Or is it like trying to make it like trying to make it like you a little nigga or something?
You said what?
No, I'm saying, do you feel like he's trying to talk to you like you some little nigga in a way, or like you don't do this, or you know what I mean?
Like you go. Barbecue
me, he gonna barbecue. Well, let's be real, Cal. He's battled your fellow Detroit native brothers, X Factor, Miles. Maybe he feel like it's a trilogy that gotta go down, you know what I mean? I don't know.
What does that have to do with the king?
Well, I think the battle makes sense. I think you and Verb make sense. You breaking up, Cal? I can't hear you, brother. You breaking up? My bad. I don't know. Yeah, you good now? What you saying?
He keep jumping out of line. Like, first of all, nigga, I'm the king of the Midwest, nigga. Don't come at me like that.
Damn, I can't hear you break. I heard you. Yes, I heard you say the king of the Midwest. But you broke up though. You feel you king of the Midwest though, for real? Can't hear you, Cal. Damn. Hold on. Hope Cal's still on. He's still on. Cal. Damn, Cal says he's the king of the Midwest, y'all. I don't know. That's what I want to talk about with Cal. Cal. You. Yo, Cal. You. Hello? Hold on. Cal. Cal, you want me to call you? Try to call you on three-way? I'm going to try to call you on three-way, brother. All right. Hold on. Try to get Cal back on. I got my man back on. Let me get him right back in here, man. Yo, Cal.
Yo.
Yo, what's good, my G? Let's start over. What's good, brother?
What's poppin'?
Yeah, man. A lot of things are popping, man. I see Averb on social media basically calling you out, so to speak. Did that throw you off?
Yeah, it threw me off because he running up on me like I ain't a motherfucking pit bull, no pun intended.
He said no pun intended. You said you were king of the Midwest.
Definitely.
Are you running with that? And what makes you the king of the Midwest, if you mind me asking?
Everybody know that because I held it down.
Cal, I gotta have real talk though. It's a pecking order to me. Now, when I put you in the top three, yes, I will put Verb, Hitman, and you. With all due respect.
Verb, Hitman, then me.
And I think that's good though.
That's disrespectful.
How, Cal? Come on, my nigga. How is that disrespectful? Talk
first
to me.
First of all, you're not gonna put nobody in front of me that I destroyed. I destroyed Hitman. First of all.
You did. Okay, on the Snoop shit. On the Snoop shit, no doubt. On the Snoop shit, you did though. I ain't gonna front. You won that.
When it comes to being a king, you cannot be the king when it's somebody in the contending pool who beat you. No, don't work like
okay.
that. So Hitman is already out of the way, first of all, so I don't even know why you said that. And secondly...
Hold on, Cal. Before you battle Lux and all that, I mean, when Hitman and them was... They was on the... And I say this respectfully, when you was coming up, because they're a little bit older than you probably, they was out here first, though. Nah? Yeah, you good.
What you say? I can hear you. My shit went out. What you say?
No, I was saying when Hitman was battling Cortez and Verb was battling Math, they were kind of having battles before you, though, weren't they, though?
Yeah, but what you don't understand is this, bro. My point of saying all of that is because I surpassed all of that. Them niggas was rapping. I knew who they was before I ever had a battle. And we even having this conversation. That's my whole point. I knew they were battle rappers already while I was doing what I was doing, watching them. I used to watch them. So for you to even be on this phone having this conversation with me, I'm the king. I don't care what nobody says. I came in here and took it.
Okay.
So you want me to come back through?
You can, or you can just park it behind.
Okay, cool. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's,
is that a
that's
battle?
How I feel the way I feel. These niggas already was battling. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what they did. Like, I came in and took this shit. I came in and took it, bro. Everybody, you gotta understand. I went into the battle in St. Louis and battled Young Ill. Nobody
right.
even thought I had a chance, bro. Like Ill was already popping. Ill was damn near big. He was better than Hitman in the battle shit. Like he was bigger than Hitman because he had beat Hitman. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
At the time.
Street
so
status.
I was battling,
street status.
So I was exactly. So I was battling Ill. Like niggas need to. Niggas talk like, bro, like, niggas need to do their research. A lot of these new fans, they don't even know this battle shit. They don't know this battle shit at all. This battle shit is more than just what they seeing right now. This shit turned into a nigga life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to incorporate this battle shit into my everyday life because a lot of people don't understand, bro. I did all that shit on my own. I went to St. Louis on my own. I was a street nigga. Young, bro. I'm young as hell. I got 30 niggas to get into conversion vans and really lead a hood. That ain't regular where I'm from, bro. Niggas don't just drive 10 hours. That's not regular, bro. For to go rap, niggas don't drive 10 hours to go rap, bro. That's just not what niggas do. I did that. I got in the car and got 30 niggas that don't leave they block that make $100,000 on they block. They don't go nowhere. I got that many niggas to leave the city and come support me and really went and tripped on a nigga that was really known. Like, this nigga, they already knew this nigga. Everybody that's coming with me was already a fan of him. And we in his city. Smack came to me after the battle. Give me your number right now. We thought you didn't have a chance. We didn't think you had a chance. Norb said they was laughing before the battle started. They thought they saw me walking up, like, and they thought it was a game. Like, I wasn't here, for real. It was crickets in there. I'm here. Verb saw that. So I don't know why Verb coming at me like this. Like, Verb saw me go on that stage when nobody even knew me. He killed me with the, who is this nigga? He killed me with that. I was dying laughing my
Young L, yeah. That's where it started from. That's where it started from. Who is this nigga, though, right?
That's what I'm saying. Niggas don't understand. That was true. Who is this nigga?
Right.
That's how I'm looking at Verb them. Like, you know I was nobody. Who is this nigga? I Googled him. Wikipedia. Googled this nigga. He really said that. Bro, I tripped there to where they flew me to New York. They flew me to New York. I went in there and destroyed Newborn. Like, get him
out
of
facts.
Here.
Yeah, that's facts. That's 3-0.
Go get
that's
somebody.
Facts. 3-0. Zip. Body bag.
Go and get somebody else. When Newborn walked in there, it was like, no. Go get somebody else. I'm not that nigga. Like, I'm not one of them niggas. Keep talking to me crazy. I don't understand that. I really wanted Verb to be on here. I don't understand. Verb coming at me like this is a, like, I'm always lying. What the fuck is he talking about?
He said he's going to barbecue you, Cal. He's going to barbecue you.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's crazy, right?
I like that talk, though. It's crazy, but I like that talk because you're not going to get barbecued. Let's be real. You're Calico. No one's going to barbecue
exactly.
you. You know what I'm saying? That's not going
to
happen.
Exactly. Listen to me, Drake. You know I'm out here in the A. A nigga walked up on me yesterday, bro. A nigga said, Cal, what's the deal, baby? Ah, oh, you got to give me a picture. Me being the nigga I am, I get pictures all the time. The first thing he said is, bro, damn, man, I'm watching this shit. I be thinking you like 6'5". You be looking big as shit on the camera. And I'm like, bro, that's how they promote it. I'm a regular size nigga. You see me talking to Suge. You see me talking to Mav. You start thinking I'm their size. You start thinking that. Like, bro, no. This is, when you see me in person, I'm regular size nigga. It just look like that because I'm a motherfucking life. Niggas don't understand that. It ain't about size. How you going to carry yourself? How smart are you? I'm smarter than them niggas, man. I'm younger than them, and I'm
But Cal, I'm going to cut you off, but you're not the same person when you battle Rich Dollars, Newborn, you 3-0 math.
It's I
saw a man this
I
morning.
Am the,
God,
I am
you
the same, I am
the hunger.
Person.
But is the hunger still there, though, Cal? Is the hunger still there, though, from 2012,
2010? See, this is what I don't understand, bro. Like, I feel like we need to do...
Talk to me.
I feel like we need to do a sit-down or something, bro, because I get tired of people asking me if the hunger there. Y'all, that makes me wonder, are y'all listening? You know what I'm saying? Like, or am I tripping? Am I crazy? Because, like, if you...
No, Cal, Cal,
saying,
I think also people feel – Cal, I think people also feel your music, though. They feel you focusing on music more than battle rap.
I'm saying, but if I battle, I'm not like the other niggas, bro. I can do whatever I want to do in life. I can do a battle. I dropped the album the same day I battled. First nigga to ever do it. I dropped Shoebox Dreams the day I battled TikTok. Bro, are you listening to those rounds that I gave K-Rock? Those are real rounds, bro. Like, how do people question if I'm into it?
That's what the fans are saying, though, Cal. That's what the fans are saying. You know what I mean? I've heard people say that. Like, all right, we love Cal, but, you know, last couple of years, people feel like you tiptoeing battle rap, but you made your name. Your name is so big and solidified in battle rap that you probably – You have nothing else to prove, really. You get what I'm saying?
Listen, I don't have to prove anything to you niggas. That's what I be trying to tell y'all. That's why I don't battle. That's why I don't battle niggas that I don't like. If I don't like you, I'm not battling you. If I don't think you nice, I'm not battling you because I don't have nothing to prove to nobody else. I have something to prove to me. I battle niggas. I battle Paste because I like the way Paste carried himself. He carried himself like I wanted to see if he was going to continue to carry himself like that against me. That's something I wanted to see.
But Cal, you bullied the nigga, Cal. You bullied him, though, Cal. Let's be real. You bullied Pastor, my nigga.
How did I bully the bully? How?
Cal, you was barking on his man. Cal, you was barking on his man. You was humping his grill.
I only match his regret. I match what he gives. That's what he gives, so I just showed him I could do it better. But did you listen to the rounds, though?
Of course. Cal, I know your whole career, my nigga. Cal, I know your whole career, bro. Don't do that, man.
Do you hear the bars that I think it's niggas that's watching the past day battle still missing shit? Because I know I put the shit in there. I crafted the rounds too good. Niggas is really texting me on social media in my DM telling me, oh, man, you were saying the same shit. You said the same shit in the second round as you said in the first round. I'm like, you really don't get it. You really don't see that I'm the first nigga doing this type of shit. I did not say the same thing. You don't get it. You don't see that I'm putting art into the battle. I'm making it something that nobody else is making it, bro. For you to tell me I'm repeating myself when I clearly use the same line to say something different, and you're not even getting that. So I know you don't even feel how cold the round was to me. Maybe I'm tripping.
Right.
When a nigga texts me, I want you to go and watch that battle, bro, against Pat Day.
I will watch it again. I'm watching it again.
Yeah, like, bro, like, when I tell the nigga, you stick to never play the sport of your life. You think that we can't tell? Like, and then I said, when I say some shit, I forgot, bro. But I said some shit in that battle to where I said that it sounded like I said it twice. But if you listen, it's a bar in there. It's bars. I'm not even saying the same shit. That type of shit makes me mad, man. I did that shit in two battles, and niggas think I'm saying the same thing. That bothers me, bro. It makes me feel like they're not listening.
Let's take it back for a couple years ago when niggas was battling in Chicago, and I'm taking it back to A-Verb and all the Midwest brothers. It seemed to me y'all was back in a crew against the East Coast niggas and shit. When X-Factor and when Verb wanted to battle X-Factor, how did y'all look at that? Was y'all kind of like, my nigga, what we doing here type shit, or was it like, whatever?
I mean, when Verb wanted to battle X-Factor, It didn't surprise me. I know that was bound to happen. You got to think, when I met Verb, he was battling Miles. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it didn't bother me at all. I never looked at Verb like a nigga that wouldn't battle niggas in the Midwest. I looked at niggas like people that Verb basically brought in. He basically brought in Hitman. He basically brought in Ill. Like, well, my nigga O from Street Status. He had a lot to do with that too. So it's like Verb, he's more of an opportunist. You know what I'm saying? He really just gonna jump on whatever is good for Verb. He never was with no team shit. You know what I'm saying? So
I beat
Hitman, and Verb never been a team player. So like I don't see how I'm not the king of the Midwest. I don't understand when
Cal, all right, let me break this down respectfully how I look at it. When all you niggas came in, that SB and Aver battle outside really set off the Midwest movement, in my opinion. Yeah, X Factor Miles was here before niggas.
I didn't even know Verb, X Factor. None of us even knew Verb when he did that. We didn't know that nigga.
Yeah, but you might not have known him, Cal, but he set this shit off, though, to me. To us New York niggas, he set it off in our eyes. If you ask the average New York nigga, who you feel is the leader of the Midwest? I'm going to tell you a large percentage is going to say Verb.
So basically, I can't be the king of I can't be the king of the Midwest because I'm not 40. Basically,
this nigga said not 40. Cal, you ain't shit, my nigga. Nah, son, it's just a nigga.
Because when he battled SB, I was a long way from smack. When he battled SB, I probably wasn't even looking at battle rap yet. I probably wasn't.
That's why he's the number one, though.
How, when I accomplished more than him, and I didn't even know about Smack at the time when he was on there? How can he be number one, and I totally surpassed everything he's done in his career, and he had a five-year head start on him? How?
All right, accomplishments. I will give you the over Verb. You got more bodies in him. You got more bodies in him. Newborn and mass.
I want to thoughts like on the side. Oh, let me go get that. Okay, thank you. Hello.
You got more bodies in him, Cal. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I got more bodies in him.
And I'm gonna say this respectfully. He might have a little bit more class. I think Aver and Hitman, if you ask the average battle rapper, they're gonna put that battle over a lot of other battle rappers out there. Aver and Hitman is probably a top 3 battle in people's eyes.
Yeah, but you gotta sell your soul for them views. You won't see me battling X Factor. Don't you know that'll be a classic if me and X Factor decided to battle each other? Don't you know that'll be a classic? That's gonna be a very good battle. But we're not gonna do that. We ain't doing that. I can go get the same views by battling a nigga I really don't fuck with because I'm that good. They gonna click my battle. I don't have to battle my best friend to get that type of recognition. Any rival battle is going to be anticipated highly. Rex and Shine,
that's not a good battle, though. But it wasn't a good battle, though. I won't put Rex and Shine in the same stratosphere as Verb, man.
But that's what I'm saying. But the anticipation was there, though. It was there.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
If they would have showed up and both of them came with their best abilities, like Verb and Hitman did, then it would have been a classic.
You battle the nigga that he wants to battle right now. You battle Lux. He wants Lux also.
Yeah.
So
I have the biggest battle in battle rap history with the person that he wants to battle. You got to say that. That's the biggest battle in battle rap history.
Definitely. It's
facts. I've done these things. These are my accolades. These are things that I've done, man. Verb is crazy. He's out of his mind. He can fuck with me.
Oh, man. No, I think you think it's attention or it's more like, yo, you talking about you want to battle Lux and Calico. Now, if you give a nigga like Verb gets Lux and Calico back to back, that's two
man,
big dogs. Like, that's, you know what I mean? That's big dog right there.
My hoes get mad all the time and go and have Twitter rants, man. They do that all the time.
Oh, damn.
Nothing new for me. Thank you. Did I pick the two crazy birds? Thank you. She tried to ice me. Hello.
Do you feel you owe the battle rap community one a fire battle with Verb, because some people say the battle where you and Briz didn't go pan out the way people expected it to pan out?
Hey, I don't let no nigga talk to me about the Briz battle until it come out, because that's one thing I know. That's like that Briz battle, man. That's one battle that I know I showed up with some shit. See, and I can't wait till this shit come out, because I can't wait. I forgot the bars, you know. After I battled, I scrapped all my rounds, so I want it to be fresh to me. Also, I know when I see this battle, I was talking crazy.
I don't know, Cal. I don't know, man. My nigga, and I said, listen, I had you and Briz going into the event as battle of the night. I said Calico and Briz is gonna be battle of the night.
They fucked us up. They did.
Definitely.
That's not our fault, bro. They sucked the whole energy out of the crowd, bro. We sat there for 20 minutes, bro, to where I sat down on the stage, bro. That's how long they had us up there trying to fix the mic. And then he'd start his round, and then they can't hear him. Thank you. That's all right.
That shit pissed me off at the curb.
And then they'd be in the back like, oh, we can't hear him. Then he got to stop again. They got to hear that same shit again. Like, bro, that's not our
no,
fault.
No, I'm not blaming y'all. I wish y'all have a do-over, Cal, to be honest. I wish y'all niggas could battle again.
No. I just want the battle to come out. I'm telling you, bro. It's not as bad as you think. I'm telling you.
Okay.
I remember vividly. I knew while I was rapping, I said, oh, this is bad in here. I remember saying it to myself. And I turned, and you probably can hear me on the footage. I turned around to my nigga G and told him, this is going to be bad here. This is going to be bad here. It's going to be, this is a footage battle. I can already tell. You're going to have to sit there and X the crowd out and listen to what we actually saying. You're going to have to, because the energy was dead in the building. I've been in battles to where the energy was just gone. It just was no energy. You know what I'm saying? Niggas tired. Niggas been standing all day. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, y'all fucking the mics up. The fans are definitely impatient, bro. And they fucked it up. But I'm going to tell
you
that.
Man. So when Verb tweets out, then y'all talking this Calico shit like I won't back him violently, like he ever said anything cold as me or something. You hear that, you see that tweet, and what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Yeah, that makes me mad, because it's like, Verb, I have said way colder shit than you. Like, what are you talking about? And you have said some cold shit, too, so that's my confusion. Where is this coming from? What are you mad at? What are you not secure with your spot in the Midwest? That's what I'm starting to think, because you just coming at me like what? Are you not secure with your spot? I get it. So I'll make you more insecure. I will beat you badly. I'm going to beat him badly. Nigga can't fuck with me.
Would you want that in a small room or a big room?
Hello?
Yo, yeah. Yeah, Cal, you good. I was saying, would you want that in a big room or small room?
It doesn't matter to me. I like small rooms. I feel unbeatable in a small room, though. I definitely do.
In your career, though, I'm trying to look at that. How many small room battles have you had that we've seen? Like, I guess Newborn, Rich Dollars, Young Ill.
Newborn,
you consider those small
really
rooms?
Newborn wasn't really a small room. Like,
yeah, it really wasn't. Yeah.
Small room is the shit that Smack just did. That's small room, like.
Did you watch the event?
No, I seen a couple clips.
Okay.
But Newborn wasn't a small room though. Mm. That was like medium. That was like me and Suge. That's not a small room. Like those rooms are okay size, but in a small room, I mean, me and Pat Day was.
Yeah, King of the Dot. Yeah, that was kind of a. Mm.
Yeah, that wasn't too big. That was a small room.
What's your opinion on why Lux and Verb haven't battled yet? Verb thinks Lux is scared of him.
Because Verb is not a factor.
Damn. Come on, Cal. He's not a factor, though.
Listen, and people get mad at me because I'm truth. That is the honest God truth. I'm telling you. I don't feel like, listen, bro. If Lux will come out of retirement and battle me, bro, that shows you he's not afraid of any competition, bro. I'm a real animal, bro. And he came out and, you know what I'm saying, he wanted the best person. It would have been Verb if he was the best person.
Not at that time. Cal, not at that time. No, you was scorching hot at that time, my nigga. Let's call it what it is.
That's what I'm telling you. That's why he didn't battle Lux. That's what I'm telling you. Because he's not a factor. He's not the top nigga. He's not the top nigga. So nobody cares if they battle him. Like, a real nigga, a real competitor, he's coming back to battle the top nigga. Verb, not top nigga. So that's why he can't get the battle. They talk about JC and Lux more than they talk about Verb and Lux, man.
I don't think anymore. I think at that time they were doing that. I think in the last month and some change, I think the Lux and JC talk has simmered down a tad bit.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying? But look, Cal,
it, bro. Okay. When I got Lux, I battled Math and I called Lux out in the Math battle. And then I never even said nothing else about Lux. I wasn't ranting. I wasn't saying Lux battle me. None of that. I called Beasley and told him, give me John the Don. John the Don was killing niggas at the time. I called in for John and said, hey, I want John. They said, we're about to make it happen. For no. I said, all right. They called me back and said, you know what? We're not going to put the John together, but we have another offer. I said, who? They said, Loaded Lux. I said, let's do it. That's how it happened.
But to be fair also, Lux is right there in the scene of the crime. I'm sorry, Matthew, my Brooklyn nigga and all, but we're going to keep it a stack. Lux sat there and watched you three-zipped Math and sat there, and you said to yourself, Loaded Lux, what the fuck is up? So you already put the you put the trap out there already. You know what I'm saying? And it made
right,
sense.
So
and that night, Verb got 3-0 by Charlie Clips on the same card as you.
But how many times have Verb – how many times have – you said what? What did you just say right after that? What did you say?
No, I'm saying that on that same card, on Summer Madness 1, Charlie Clips 3-0 Verb.
Okay.
Why you
3-0
Math?
I don't even
got to
say my point
no more. You ain't shit, Cal. I swear to God, my nigga.
Exactly. You just made my point for me.
But I got to be fair, though. I would say in 2017, or within the last couple years, you haven't been more frequent in the field more than Verb.
But you said I haven't been more frequent?
You haven't battled as much as Verb does.
So is that what we grading off of? How many times you battled? Because if I recall, I did Summer Madness 1, 2, 3, 5, and 6.
But minus the Summer Madness is other than, like, all right, you battle once a
how
year,
you
Verb will probably battle 3
madness,
or more years.
But how are you going to minus the Summer Madnesses? It's not my fault.
No, I'm not doing
that.
No, Cal, I ain't doing that.
It's not my fault that they don't have money to pay me to battle 5 times a year. It's not my fault.
I hear you, right? I feel you on that.
That's
I feel you on
fault.
That.
Everybody you talking about Bird calling out to battle, do they battle? Do I battle more than them?
No.
I do. I battle more than Lux. I battle more than Mook. Both of them.
Oh, yeah. You be talking about Lux and Mook. Yeah. Those guys, yeah, definitely. You battle way more
than
those guys. That's
what I'm saying.
That's a fact.
So why do people say I leave for a long time or I don't be as frequent? How when I'm more frequent?
It just feels that way, Cal. But my nigga, we don't care. No disrespect, man, when I say this, Cal. But niggas ain't really sitting out here waiting for Murder Mook, man. The battle rap community has already been like, Mook, if you bluffing or not, my nigga, the culture's going to move on without you, bro. We tired of the bluffing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We tired of him. We tired of that shit.
Yeah, y'all tired of it, but what I'm saying is I understand it. I understand why they go so long without battling. I understand because really good, like even if you don't like the shit I'm saying, but as a person, as Calico, as the battle rapper, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very good. I'm very secure with my spot in the culture. I feel like I made my mark. So I understand that, bro, I don't have to battle. Like, it's not a must for me. But I love battling. That's why I come back and do these battles. That's why they have to pay me what they have to pay me, because I've made a mark to where you got to pay me this because this is what I'm worth. This is the revenue that I'm going to bring in. This is your ROI. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that. I get the look shit. I get the mook shit. I get the holding out. I get it. I get it. It's what you made. That's what you was battling for free for. This is what Mook was battling J Bills, getting tens and millions of views for free, not getting a coin. This is why he can do this.
Cal, he really can't do this because we don't care if Mook's here or not anymore, my nigga. We don't care.
Yeah, you
know
don't
what I'm
care
saying?
Until
like,
he come back. You don't care until he
come
back.
That's true. I give you that. No, you're right. No, you know what? You're absolutely right. We don't care until we see his face on a trailer. Like, oh, shit, Mook is battling. Because if Mook decides to battle tomorrow,
exactly.
Me
then
and other niggas that talk battle rap, we're going to be talking about it.
Exactly. And then you care. And then even if you care enough because you want to come see him lose, that's good enough.
That's true.
Good enough to charge money. Bro, we grown as hell now. That's what people don't understand, bro. When we started this battle shit, it was fun. And niggas ain't had no kids. Niggas was moving around however they wanted to. Niggas was sleeping on niggas' couches, spending the night with bitches for months, spending the night with bitches for months at a time, living at Marriott hotels in cities that we ain't never been to. This is what we're doing. Now it's different. Niggas got a daughter running around, shitting on a potty. Like, nigga got diapers got to buy. Like, shit is real. You gonna pay me for my services.
Let me ask you, as a battle rap fan.
Or I could chill at the crib with my daughter and play patty cake. I don't have to come and do this. I have way more fun playing patty cake, bro.
As a battle rap fan, because I know you're still a fan even though you're in the culture. Does Vermin Lux make sense?
Not of too many, though.
That... Does Vermin Lux make sense at all, in your opinion? Vermin Lux.
Vermin Lux. I mean.
Does it make sense?
Is it gonna be a bunch of rapping? It's just gonna be a bunch of fucking rapping. Like, it ain't gonna be. I don't know. I feel like it'll be funny. It'll be hilarious. But I definitely
think so?
Don't think it'll ever happen. I don't think it'll ever happen though.
I don't know why it would never happen though, man. Lux done battle everybody, and it seems like when Averb's name comes up, he says
Verb is not worthy. Verb ain't worthy, man.
You think JC is more worthy than Verb?
You make me want to say that so bad. You want me to say that so bad.
Oh man.
You want me to say that so bad? I don't know, man.
I don't think he is. Oh, man. Damn. Oh, God. So, are you willing to make this battle happen? Because it takes two to tango.
Yeah, man. I fuck Verb up. I respect him enough to not, make him feel horrible, because I could easily never battle Verb and it wouldn't do anything for me. Like, it wouldn't do anything bad to me. Like, if I never battle Verb, it wouldn't matter. My legacy would still be the same. Now, if I kill Verb, I still will be known as the killer. It'll just be the same. Now, if Verb killed me, now that says something. That says something.
But what you mean is, Kyle, when you say it's saying something, brother, it just sounds like.
Because it's like this. I remember being, and even though Verb is older than me, I remember being in the place Verb is in. I remember chasing battles. I remember wanting to call people out. I remember still having that fire, like wanting to attack people. Verb is still in that, he's still in that world. He still wants that Lux battle very bad. So, which means he has a goal. He has a goal. We don't have a common goal. He has a goal. He wants Lux, which means if he kill me, he gets closer.
That's true. Are you saying, all right, hold on.
Lux.
Are you saying, let's say you and Verb battle, he beats you, right? Then you think Lux
right.
then looks at that and be like, all right, now let's tango, let's dance?
Yeah, but if I beat Verb, what do I get?
That's a good. What do you get, Cal? Cause you, I mean, Charlie Clips. That's the last person I heard you say that you want to battle. I think.
But I got Clips. But I got Clips in the bag without Verb though. Like without that battle. Is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like it doesn't.
Got you.
It doesn't do anything for me. Nothing at all. Not one thing. Like even if I kill him, it doesn't get me closer to anything. Like, it doesn't do anything for me. So, I don't get why people, I mean, I do get why people entertain it. Nigga, that been doing this shit for a minute, so it's like, I can't totally disrespect you. Like,
he's a legend. Come on, Cal, he's a legend. He's a legend. Some people got to want Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, but nah. I don't know. I don't know about that. I feel like Verb is very good. You know, that's what I put. I frame Verb. Very good. He's very good. He's very good with words. You know what I'm saying? He got a little comedy. He could be funny little nigga sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But
he said funny little nigga. Wait a minute, Cal. He said funny little nigga. Hold on.
Maybe Verb with the perm. Not Verb with the motherfucking, with the little baby fro. Nah, with the little Detroit fro. He think he a Detroit nigga. He got the band gang fro, man.
So, basically, metaphors over real raps, basically. That's still a slogan.
Real rap sometimes, but yeah, that should be see-through.
I don't know, man. Listen, I think a motivated Verb is what the fans like, because if you go back to his Gyms battle, no shade to Gyms, I fuck with Gyms heavy, but a lot of people felt that Verb should not lose to Gyms.
Who the fuck is Gyms?
I ain't gonna do that, Cal. Come on. Don't you mean?
No,
who is
I'm serious.
No.
I'm serious. He lost to a nigga named Jim.
Yeah. It was a judge battle.
Wow.
He lost to Jim's, and a lot of people felt he should not have lost
wow.
that battle. But then I think he gets motivated for guys like B-Dot. I think he'll get motivated for a guy like you. I think he'll get motivated
he
for a guy like
B-Dot? Lux. Did he lose to B-Dot?
I had Verb winning 2-1, but it's debatable. It's not a clear win. It's debatable.
Yeah, niggas don't ever want to have no clear wins. That's what I be talking about. Niggas always want to have.
Well, that's but it can't be a clear win because I feel Verb won, but there's some people who felt B-Dot won. Some people think, you know what I mean? It's all of opinion. It was a close battle. It was a dope battle, and it was very close. All
right, tell me this: do Verb have any clear wins?
Yeah.
Okay, you said it like that, nigga. Who?
Kahlo.
What? You sound dumb as hell, man.
How he beat? Come on, fam. My nigga, he beat. My nigga, he don't lose in St. Louis. First of all, let's be clear. This man don't lose in St. Louis.
You gonna say he beat Kahlo clearly when Kahlo freestyled 2-0. Around? That was incredible. Hey, get out of here.
I still got Verb beating that. I just let that battle. Listen, it was two rounds, Cal, so all right, you want to say debatable. Fine.
Kahlo That was debatable. I don't care what you say, bro. That's debatable.
Okay. All right. Math Hoffman. He clearly be math. He clearly be math.
He didn't clearly be math. I give you him clearly beating Hitman before math.
Nah, son. Listen, man. This is why I'm not a biased nigga. I'm from the same hood as Math Hoffa.
I'm not even.
And for Math to sit up there doing some Biggie Small shit on the spirit of Biggie, that shit didn't move me. It didn't move me.
That don't mean.
All right.
So because he lose a round, don't mean he lose a battle, though.
2-1, Kyle. 2-1.
I don't know.
Still lost.
That battle close.
All right, what about Miles? All right, keep it funky. This your Detroit native brother. What about the Miles battle?
You saying he clearly beat Miles? You smoking dope.
All right, I had X Factor. Listen, I had X Factor beating him. That's facts, Verb. You out there putting a mask on your face. I never liked that shit. Till this day, I never understood this sleeping mask shit against X Factor. I just never got that.
Really,
he lost that battle.
Now that I think about it, Verb probably got like 2 clear wins.
Cal, come on. What we doing, Cal? Come on, my nigga. Son, he beat Arsenal. He beat Arsenal in St. Louis.
Yeah, he beat Arsenal. Yeah, he beat Arsenal. Yeah, he did.
I had him beating Thesaurus. I had him beating Danny Myers. I had him beating Disaster.
Danny Myers, I think I hosted that battle.
Yeah, you were there. Right there. When the nigga said, do a nigga greasy for that chicken, Churches? Come on, man. I like Verb. I ain't going to front. Both of y'all are my niggas, man.
I like Verb. But he coming at the wrong nigga, though. That's all I'm saying.
Kyle said he coming the wrong nigga. Fuck all that. I'll feel you, my G. Is this battle a Summer Madness battle, in your opinion?
Nope.
Listen, man, I think Verb would give you more of a better battle than you and Charlie Clips. That's just me, though.
When I come to Summer Madness, I like to battle niggas who the fans really love at the time.
You don't think you and Verb will be a better battle than you and Clips?
Say hey. So these niggas cannot see my daddy. Bro, I'm telling you, I have way more fun playing patty cake, bro. I'm telling you.
Oh,
these
man.
Niggas, they're not fun to me, bro.
Cal, last question before you go, because I know you're busy. You don't think you and Verb will be a better battle than you and Charlie Clips?
Say it again.
I think you and Verb will be a better battle than you and Charlie Clips.
I agree.
Okay. All right.
I agree. Me
before
and Verb got
we wrap it up. Yeah, you
me
and Verb got
to
me. You and Verb got a lot of shit to talk about. I totally agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Before we wrap it up here, Cal, any last words for Verb?
This bed, I lay in it.
All right. Sweet it is, Cal. I appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you, bro.
You already, man. My man Calico, y'all already know what it is, man. Last line of the fucking building, man. PSA motherfucking podcast. One!